Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. We're in Yud Amud Beis. We're by the dot there where it says Tanya, the five lines from the bottom. Today we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael Isser Ben Sion Ben Yaakov, whose yard it is today, the Neshama should have an Aliyah, and the family should have Simchas.
Right.
Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, famous Gemara, everybody knows this, B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created in Tishrei. Right? The Rosh Hashanah wonders, why didn't the Gemara say the world was created in Rosh Hashanah? What's Tishrei? It's a funny thing to say, Tishrei, right? Because it's really the month. I'm talking about the month, right? But Tishrei noldu avos. In Tishrei, the avos were born. But Tishrei mesu avos. In Tishrei, the avos died. But Pesach nold Yitzchak, but not Yitzchak. Yitzchak, everybody agrees, was born on Pesach. Okay? On Rosh Hashanah, Nifkada Rachel, Sarah, Vichana. Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were remembered. And the truth is, everybody's remembered on Rosh Hashanah, not just them. Why? It just means they were remembered. Hashem said, okay, Rosh Hashanah, okay, you're going to be zelf at that. Everyone's like that. Everyone gets judged on Rosh Hashanah. What's special about them?
No, I'm just doing it from Sarah.
Yeah.
If she got pregnant on Rosh Hashanah.
We're going to spend half the day with this issue.
Oh, sorry.
Don't worry, we're going to get to that. Don't worry. Rosh Hashanah.
What's the problem with that?
We're going to get to it. You see the Tosfos? You see the big Tosfos on us?
So how do you answer that?
You see the big Tosfos on Yud Aleph from Aleph? Hello? You see the Tosfos on Yud Aleph from Aleph? You see the Tosfos on Yud Aleph from Aleph? Ella? You see the big one?
Yeah.
Hopefully, we're going to do the whole thing today. Hopefully. It's all... Anyway, it's just interesting that on Rosh Hashanah, everyone's remembered Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yatzi Yosef based on Surim. Rosh Hashanah Yosef went out of the jail, right? Rosh Hashanah Batla Avoda Me'avosenu B'Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, they stopped working in Mitzrayim. It says Tosfos on top. Rabbi Shua Mode Baha Berov Svarim Afal Pi She'etzchilu Hamakos B'Nisan. Even though the Nakos started in Nisan, why did it start in Nisan? Because the Mishpat HaMitzvi of Yud Beis Chodesh, because the whole thing lasted a year. They left in Nisan, so Dam was the Nisan before. Kidnam the idiot. Mikol Makom LaPaska Avodat Tishrei. For the first 6 months, they were still working. I never knew that. I always thought the minute Dam happened, they stopped working. Says the Gemara, no, it took 6 months for them to stop working. Okay. Next, B'Nisan Nigalu. We were redeemed in Nisan. B'Tishrei Asidun Ligoyel. In Tishrei, the future redemption will happen. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua Omer? No. B'Nisan Nivra Olam. Nisan they were born. B'Nisan Noldu Avos. In Nisan the Avos were born. B'Nisan Mesu Avos. In Nisan the Avos died. B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. And Pesach Yitzchak was born. Now, what, isn't he one of the Avos?
Yeah.
Right. Why did he say it separately?
Most of them.
What?
Most of them.
Right. For Rosh Hashanah, Nifka Dasar Rachel Vachana. Everybody agrees to that. Rosh Hashanah, Yotze Yosef, Beit Asurim. On Rosh Hashanah, Yosef left the jail. For Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avoda Me'avosein B'Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, everyone agrees to this. They stop working Rosh Hashanah. B'Nisan Nigalu. B'Nisan Asidin Ligoyel. Nisan, they were redeemed. And in Nisan, we shall be redeemed again. Says the Sfas Emes. I don't know what that means. Mashiach can come any day. Doesn't only come in Nisan time or only into any day he can come. Tomorrow, today he can come. Any day he can come. What does it mean? Is this Geula? It's some other thing that can only happen in Nisan. I don't know what that is. Don't think, oh, I'm what should I have Mashiach for? He can't come today. It's not Nisan. No, don't think that. It's a very unbelievable part. What? Right. You want to say all that? That's fine. But don't think. What am I davening for Mashiach for today? It's not Nisan. Don't think that. He can come any day. What this means in Geula? I don't know what that means. Maybe the flight to Eretz Yisrael will only happen. Maybe that's what it means. I don't know what it means exactly. Exactly. The chief flight will be in Nisan. That could be. But the Mashiach can come any day. Any day he can come.
Every day.
I know. So what does this mean in Nisan? Will be. What does this mean? So Nisan will be redeemed. What does that mean? What does that mean? So I don't know what it means.
And the first one
is
the
Tishrei. Right. I don't know what that means either. I don't know what that means. But Mashiach can come any day.
Maybe the decision to bring heroin.
Exactly. So we could think all day what it means.
Right.
Exactly. But don't think he can't come Mashiach himself any day. Okay. That's a pretty good okay. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer. Menayim Batishrei Nivra Olam. How do you know the world was created in Tishrei? How do you know that? Shenemar it says, V'yomer Elokim, and Hashem said, Tadshe Ha'aretz, Deshe, Esef, Mazriya, Zera, Eitz Pri. The whole world should burst forth with trees and fruit trees and grass. Ezu Chodesh Ha'aretz Motziya Deshoyim, V'ilin Moli Peros. When is that? When does that happen? Havi Omer is at Tishrei. It's in Tishrei time. V'osa Ha'perek, Zman Reviya Ha'itza. That's when it rains. It doesn't really rain Tishrei. It rains in Cheshvan. That's when it rains. Yardu Gishamim, the rain came. V'yitzbuchu, and it what?
Sprouted.
Shenemar, like it says, V'ein Yalim in Aretz.
It's more of a supernatural thing.
Right. Rabbi Shua is not going to be any different. Rabbi Shua, Omer, Menayim, Shabbat, and Nivra Olam, I don't know.
It's the second or third time you said this. What about Shvat? Shvat is when we said that it's Rosh Hashanah for your armies.
Right. That just means for count. That's just for counting it for Truma, the stuff. I don't know. This is not. Just keep it literal because. listen to Rabbi Yeshua. Menayin shebenisa nivra olam. How do you know the world was created in Nisan? Shneamar it says, "Batotze haaretz desha esa mazriya zera etos sepri." It's the exact same pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Rashi says, "V'lo ksiv v'tadche haaretz," and it doesn't say v'tadche haaretz. What that means? Ezu chodesh shaaretz moleya deshoyim. When is it already full? Va'ilon motzi peros. Hadiyom is in Nisan. No, that's in Nisan time. V'osa perek zman behema v'chaya v'of shemizdavin zeh till zeh. It's the mating season. Shnemer, like it says, love shu karim hatzon. Right, that we had that pasuk earlier in the week, last week. That was a reference to the mating season. So that's why it's in Nisan. Again, it's hard to say. There isn't more going on here. Why they picked Nisan and Tishrei? It's hard to say that. It should be El and it should be Cheshvan, right?
Right.
Right. So those months are not too special. So we don't want to. The world's getting Cheshvan.
The whole other was Tishrei. The world was really Chatei
El. Right. We said that already. Yeah. Because that we said because the world was created for mankind.
Right.
So to say that it was created in Chatei El, that's not exciting. Rosh Hashanah, right? That when we say in Davening Rosh Hashanah, today's the birthday of the world. It's the birthday of mankind. Which is the same thing, if you think about it. The actual physical day that Hashem put the grass, who cares? It doesn't matter.
Well, Tishrei, the world was created, Tishrei was arbitrary anyway, because there was no months before Tishrei.
It had to be sometime.
Right.
So the truth is, tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to really ask, what's the difference?
Yeah.
And we're going to get to a big difference. There's a reason why Birchas Hacham is in Nisan. Why is it in Nisan? Because we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, that it was created in Nisan. Right? That's what we're going to say tomorrow. We hold like that. What does that mean, it's created in Nisan? Then why is Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei? So we say, well, Hashem thought about it, and they actually did it. All these answers have to come up with. But tomorrow we're going to say that the Berachas Hacham is in Nisan.
And it is.
And it is. Why is it? Because that's when the cycle and the sun and all returns. Every 28 years. Why Nisan? Because Hashem doesn't hold like Rabbi Yeshua. V'idach. Nami Haksiv Eitz Osepri, but according to Rabbi Elazar, doesn't it say that Eitz Osepri? Yeah, that's how Hula Bracha L'Doros was Haksiv. That's just a bracha for the generation. It's a bracha. There'll always be fruit trees. Aye, Ve'ida Hanami Haksiv Eitz Pri, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, doesn't it say Eitz Pri, which is Mashma that it was Tishrei time? Hahu Kedir Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. That's a different vart. Dami Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Kol Maaseh Bereishis, everything in creation. There's a Girsa issue here. Some say Bikomasan Nivru, it was created fully formed. Ladaitan Nivru, it was created like Ladaitan, that Hashem asked them, do you want to be created? It was with their consent, whatever that means. With Tzivyonam Nivru, and it was created, everyone had its own form. Every tree, everything was created in its own special way. Shenemar, Vaychulu Hashemayim V'Aret Tzivachol Tzivaham, Al Tikri Tzivaham, don't read it, and its hosts. Ella Tivyonam and its form. Everything had its own special thing, therefore what? That's all it means. It doesn't mean that the world was created then, it means it was created like fully formed. Right? It was a fully functioning world when it was created. It wasn't created without any apple trees. No, the apples were already there. That's how it was created. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Menayin Shebetishrei Noldu Avot, How do you know the Avos are born in Tishrei? How do you know that? Shneimar, because it says, Vayikalu el HaMelech Shlomo, Kol Ish Yisrael, B'Yerach Ho'esanim B'Chag. What's Yerach Ho'esanim? In the month of the Esanim. What's Esanim? Yerach Shenoldu Bo Esani Olam. Esan means strength. It's a name. He Eitan. Someone has a kid, people have names. Eitan. It means strength. It's the month of the strength of the strong ones. My mashma dahai Esan, listen to Tekife, who? How do you know the word Esan means strong? The Ksiv, it says, Eitan Moshevecha. Right? Eitan Moshevecha, it's a pasuk. V'omer, and it says, Shimbu Harim, listen up mountains, it's Riv Hashem, V'ho'esanim, Mostei Eretz. They are the foundation of the world. V'omer, and it says, Kol Dodi Hine Zeh Medaleg Ala Harim, that my beloved comes to jump on the mountains, Mekapit Ala Gvos, and jump on the hills, Medaleg Ala Harim, B'tzchus Avos, that's the Avos. Mekapit Ala Gvos, B'tzchus Imahos, that's the Imahos. So you see that Eitzanim is a reference to the Avos, and the Avos, like mountains, like strong mountains, like strong things, and that's in the month of Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Menayin Shebe Nisan Al Avos, he says what happened in Nisan. Shneimar, it says, Vayihi B'shmonim Shana, it was in the 80th year, Rabbah Me'ah Shana, the 480th year, let's say it's B'nei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, B'shana HaRaviyas, in the 4th year of Chodesh Ziv, in the month of Ziv, what is Ziv? B'yarach Shenol Debo Ziv Yosei Olam, in the month that the glorious ones were created. And we had this earlier that it wasn't, this is ER. So it's the month where they, beforehand where they were created. Either way, it's Nisan. V'yedachnam yaksiv b'yarach ha'isanim. Ah, it says yarach ha'isanim. Even according to one who holds it was in Nisan, it says yarach ha'isanim. Ha'hasam t'takife b'mitzvot. It doesn't mean that it was strong in the Avos. It means it was, Tishrei is strong in mitzvot. Why? Says Rashi. Shofar, Yom HaKippurim, Sukkah, Lulav, Arava, Nisach HaMayim. A lot of mitzvahs going on in Tishrei. Right? A lot of mitzvahs going on. So that's all it means. It doesn't mean anything about the Avos. V'edach nami yaksev b'chodesh ziv. The other one also says b'chodesh ziv. What does it do with that? It's a reference to the Avos, no? What else could it be a reference to? I'll tell you what. Hahi ispe ziva l'ilane. That the trees have a certain specialness to them. How you translate ziv? Shine? A glow? Radiance. The Amar of Yehuda, high man, denafik biyomei Nisan. You're walking down the street in Nisan, the chazi, ilane, malavlevi, and you see the trees budding. Omer Yitzei, Baruch, Shalom, Chiser, Me'olamo, Kulam, Ubaraba, Brios, Tovos, Vilanos, Tovos, Lehetnaos. It's a bohem, b'nei Adam. It's a bracha that you say when you see the, doesn't mean anything about the Avos, nothing to do with that. It's a bracha for the trees when they're budding. Now, Manda Amar b'Nisan noldu b'Nisan mesu. If you hold they were born in Nisan, they died in Nisan. Manda Amar b'Tishrei noldu b'Tishrei mesu. If they were born in Tishrei, they died in Tishrei. Shneimar, how do you know that? Shneimar, because it says by Moshe, V'yomer aleya b'meya b'esrim shana anochi hayom. Shein tam alama hayom. We have to say today. Ma tam alama hayom. Hayom mol yomai v'shnosai. Today is my birthday. Right? And we know that's a tzaddik. Malamed, Lalamcha, Shakarash Baruch, Yoshev, Mumali, Shinoseim, Shalchazikim, Miyom, Lyon, Lechodesh, Lechodesh. Hashem counts the life of a tzaddik each day, each year. So, Shinemar, like it says, I need another pasuk. Because I would think, some of the Achronim say, maybe it's only Moshe Rabbeinu was that on that level. What about everyone else? Shinemar, other tzaddikim, Shinemar, Es Mispar, Yomecha, Amale. Okay, so whenever they were born, the same time they died. Whether it's Nisan or Tishrei.
Why that Amayla?
What?
Why that Amayla?
Because you finished your. It's a completion. It's a completion.
You're born on that day.
You're born on that day. It means it's a hashlam. It's a completion. It's a completion. Right? It makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we are going to spend the rest of the time being busy with Yitzchak. Ready? The Pesach Nolad Yitzchak Menolad. How do you know he was born on Pesach? Now there's no dispute he was born on Pesach. They both held that. So we said the good question because we said I don't really have an answer. We said that because one held Avos born in Tishrei, not Yitzchak. The other one said the Avos were born in Nisan and Yitzchak too. I think for parallel. For parallel's sake, he singled out Yitzchak again. The bottom line is, everyone agrees that Pesach was the birthday of Yitzchak. Okay?
Everyone agrees to that. How do you know that? D'chsev, it says, by the way, you don't really need another pasuk. Whatever we said before for Avraham and Yaakov is good enough for Yitzchak, that they're the strong ones of the world and they're the ziv of the world. It's all good, but we're going to be busy with Yitzchak now for a long time. But Pesach, no, how do you know? D'chsev, it says, L'moed ashuv elecha. But the Malach said, and the Moed I'm going to return. Emas Kai. When was the Malach talking? When was the Malach talking? We know, because we learn Chumash and Rashi. So if you learn Chumash and Rashi, you think that he was talking on Pesach. The Malach came on Pesach, right? Lot was baking matzahs, Rashi says. And they were Pesach. And they took a scratch in the wall, and they said, when the sun hits the wall next year, we'll be back and you'll have a son. Right? So if you learn Chumash and Rashi, you think this all took place on Pesach. Tell me what the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara is going to say that the Malach said, I'm going to return to it the Moed. So now, when was he talking? Emas Chai. When did this happen? Elam b'Pesach. If it was on Pesach, the Ka'amar Leh, and he told him, Batzeres, the next Moed Shavuot, you're going to have a son Shavuot. It's impossible. The Chamishin Yom and Mika Yolda, no one can have a child in 50 days. Elo, the Koi Batzeres, maybe they were there on Shavuot. The Ka'amar Leh, Batishrei. And in Sukkot, you're going to have a next Yondim. Also, Akati, B'chamisha Yarchi, Miko Yolda, you're going to have a child in 5 months, impossible. Ella, because the Gemara thinks that when the Malach said B'moed, it was the next Moed. Not some other Moed, the next one. Ella, rather, the Koi B'chag, it was Sukkot, the Ka'amale, B'nisan. And he told him, next Yondim, if it's Pesach, you'll have a son. Okay? Akati b'shita yarchi mika yalda. How can they have a son in 6 months? That's not possible. Oh, so it's not possible. Tanya, no. Also, Shana Muberes. It was a leap year.
Ah, yeah.
It was a leap year. There you go. It was a leap year.
Was Moshe born at 6 months?
Because Nisan had to be in the spring of that year too.
Right.
What?
Because Nisan had to be in the spring. 1 second. Sof. 1 second. Key. Now we know this because we learned Rashi. That when the Malachim came, Sarah became a Nida. Her cycle came back. So she was Tmeah. So, 1 second. So, she medali mar, yimei tuma, batzilahu. If you take away the week, that you have to be a Nida now for a week, you have less time.
Right.
The answer is, to Omar Zutra, no, I feel the man to Omar yoldos l'shiva, in yoldos l'mikutoyin. If you have... What? I skipped?
No, Letitia, not Shiva.
I'm sorry. Omer Mar Zutra, Filaman Dama Yolda Letitia. In the other Lubutoin, even if you hold that if you have a child in 9 months, you can't have partial months. Yolda Lashiva, Yolda Lumukutoin. But if you have a 7 month baby, then it can be only partially. It doesn't have to be full 7 months. That could be. That's what I have to say. It was into the 7th month. Why? Take away the week and choose an Ida. Shinemar, this is by the birth of Shmuel, by Yehi, L'tkufa Sayamim, Miyot T'kufa Shnayim, Miyot Yomim Shnayim. It wasn't a full, each T'kufa is how long? Each T'kufa is 3 months, so that was 6 months, and then it says, and it was 6 months and 2 days. So it's not even 7 months. That's okay, because if it's a 7 month baby, it can be early. If it's a 9 month baby, there's no such thing as being early. So the Gemara assumed. Okay? So, according to this Gemara, it's very simple. What's the story?
Sukkot to Pesach.
So Malachim came on Sukkot, and they told Avraham, you're going to have a baby on Pesach. Says Tosfos, ready? Ella, Dekoy, Bechag, Bekarmel, Benisan. Sukkot to Shmai, Samuchach, the Tishrei, Nimal, Avraham. Not only that, Avraham's Bris Mila wasn't Tishrei now. Because it was on the third day of the Mila when they told him this. Right? That's something else that we don't ever think. Right? Avmavino, the Parakasokhars Apolim, Omar Bishlishi Shalmila, Bo Etzla Hamalachim. Why? Because they came on the third day. Va'az, Nomarlo, Lamoed, Oshuvelecha Ke'etzchaya. And they told him, I'll be back the following year. Ubapirke, the Rebbe Eliezer, Nami Amrino, the Biyama Kippurim, Nimal Avmavino. He was, his bris was on Yom Kippur. If that's true, then they didn't come on Sukkot. They came like the day before Erev Sukkot. Right? That's a problem. V'hashtaha da'amar b'chag, alav dafka. It doesn't mean dafka on Sukkot. B'shnei yamim l'fnei ha'chag havei. It was 2 days before Kivan Denimo b'yom ha'kippurim. Afakaf d'mash macha l'moed rishon. So what did they say? They said at the next moed, what, in 2 days you can have a baby? That doesn't make any sense. Hachi kamar, l'moed rishon achar ha'chag zeh. Yeah, the next yontif, after this one, coming up in 2 days. D'kayim ha'beg, d'akati kayim ha'chag, dummy. That was only 2 days before. That wasn't really. That's not what they meant. They meant to say the next real yontif. It's Erev Sukkot already. Well, you're having a baby in 1 day? No, it means the next one. Now, if he's saying this answer, that what? That it wasn't have to be a full 7 months. You don't even have to say it was a leap year. Why? Listen to this. So Sarah was able to go to the mikvah on the fifth night of Sukkot. Right? The F should be able to be on Achron Shal Pesach. And Yitzchak would have been born on the last day of Pesach. Achron Shal Pesach. None of us think that. That's when he was born on the last day of Pesach. But we can't say that because it doesn't say that. But Melechilta, the Parshas, Visa, B'nai Yisrael, Miram says, the test of Benisa Noldu Yitzchak. He was born on the 15th of. So you have to say there was a leap year. Fine, very good. Now Tosva says something we all know. Umihu, skip the parentheses. V'Rameir Shliach Tibur. Rameir Shliach Tibur. Anybody know who that is? Rameir Shliach Tibur? You heard of him? No? Rameir Shliach Tibur, you all know who he is. He authored the Akdamas. Meir Shliach Tzibur, that's who he is. He was the author of Akdamas. Yosad, the Meir of Shal Pesach. He wrote some piyut on, that nobody says, on the night of Pesach, in Shul, nobody says it. Umatzos, Afa, Vayochlu, Belelichag Pesach. That this whole happened on Pesach night. Right, which is what we all think, because we all learn Rashi. The Amru Bereshis Rabba Lushi Vaasi Ugos Hada Amarta She Pesach Chaya. It was Pesach. V'chol Hani Lo Svirle The Moed Ashuv Alecha Chayz Chaya A Moed Rishon. It doesn't mean the next Moed. Ella Palomar Lo Moed Kazeh Shehu Pesach. The following year. V'chein Targum Unkelus Keis Chaya Keis Da Asun Kayamin. Like the next year, like this. Bahashta hadiksir parshas mila ashtei lechasara lamoid azeh v'shana acheres right v'aminan malamit shesaret lo srita bakosel. They put a scratch in the wall. The l'shana acheres al karchach betes vav nisan nemar bo ubayom nimal bo ubo bayom bo hamalachim b'shana zu. Okay, then Tosis goes into a whole other thing about the mila itself. So the truth is, I had a question I never had an answer to. I had a question like this. Now that I learned this Gemara, my question's only now on Rashi. It's not on anyone else. Rashi says that Hashem made Yitzchak look exactly like Avraham, so no one should think that Avimelech was the father. So when was Sarah with Avimelech? No. Once the Malachim came, and Sarah's baking in the kitchen for them, so she was already back. So when was she taken? Before that. She was taken before that. Someone could say, look at this. Avimelech was with Sarah. Sarah has returned home. The Malachim come. And what happened? If it's a year later, who's going to think Avimelech's the father? You can't be pregnant for a year. Impossible. If you hold that they came on Sukkot, and 6 months later, it's very possible.
Because if people think what they want to think, they don't look at the facts.
That's one answer. That's the Musar answer. The Musar answer is, people don't look at the facts. But, right?
They manipulated to be there.
It was a year ago, it's impossible. Don't confuse him with the facts, right?
They must have been Democrats.
And the famous words of Archie Bunker, don't confuse him with the facts, right? So, but if you hold that it was a 6 month gap, it's a very real chashash. It's a very real chashash. The chashash is very real. If you hold it was a year later, it's not a real chashash. For Rashi, he says both things. He says that the chashash was real, and he also says it was a year later. So Rashi mixed up the midrashim. If you hold it, Gemara here, it's a very real chashash. People would think it's Avimelech's the father. It was only 6 months ago. 6-7 months ago.
the Tsar was in the palace. Could very well be he's the father. When no, he looked exactly like Avram, except no one would think
that. What's the history there? Right
she
before,
she was taken to Avimelech.
Yeah.
Then
what happened? She was returned right away. Then he had the bread.
What?
Okay. What was the
fact? So the story of Avimelech in the Torah is after the Malachim come. But it has to be was before. But after the Malachim came, then she was taken. Then they put her back.
Well, it makes sense with the year one.
What?
In the year one makes sense then.
Right.
No one counts the month that it came to the point. See, a four-year-old kid, you know, 4 years old, the story was about Melech. You know, it could have been it was his kid. That's what I said.
Right.
Okay,
I hear.
Well, then the Gemara concludes
with Sukkot
and the
Tosfos. Right, so the Gemara concludes
with
Sukkot.
No. The Tosfos says that
it's Pesach. Right.
What are they holding like? I mean, Gemara says this.
It's a medrash. It's a medrash. This Remeir Shliach Tzibur wrote a piyut about it, but Tosfos says the root is a medrash. So the medrash are written by the same people that wrote the Gemara. So it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas between the Gemara and the medrash. Not such a crazy thing.
Well, I think they bring it down here.
What?
Relevant to
so for whatever reason, Ravina Ravashi felt only to quote the Gemara that it was in Sukkot, and see we're so trained to think it was Pesach because we learn Rashi, right? Little kids don't learn Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph, they don't learn that, so they don't know that, right? They're trained to learn Chumash and Rashi, so Rashi says it was Pesach and Lot Ben Matzah and all the things that Tosfos here quotes, right? You hear? Good. Okay. Then the Tosfos says something at the end about that how could it be possible that Hashem would tell Avraham to have a bris milah on Sukkot? No, and he would wait 6 months till Pesach. I didn't understand that part. Okay, next. Should we go further? Next, Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sarah Rachel V'chana. How do you know they were remembered on Rosh Hashanah? So again, we had a kasha. Everybody's remembered Rosh Hashanah. Shenamar like it's a manala. Amar Rabbi Lazar, it's a pekida, it's a zechira. It's a zereshava. Ksiv baRachel it says vayiskar Elokim es Rachel. Hashem remembered Rachel. Uksiv bachana vayiskareha Hashem. Hashem remembered her. The isya zechira b'Rosh Hashanah. The ksiv Shabbat teruah. Shabbat Shabbosan is a teruah, and the pasuk continues. No, it doesn't continue. Yeah, Zichron Truah. I'm sorry, Zichron Truah. It has the word Zechira. Pekida, Pekida, Ksiv Bechana, Ki Pakar Hashem Et Chana. Hashem remembered Chana. Uksiv Besara, Vashem Pakar Et Sara. Very good. It's all one big Zereshava. Rosh Hashanah, Yatsa Yosef, Mibesu Asur Menolam. How do you know Yosef left the jail on Rosh Hashanah? The Ksiv says, Tiku Bachode Shofar, blow the shofar. Bakeseh liyom chagenu. In the month when the moon is hidden, kichok lisrael hu. Right? Then it says, Eidus biyosef samo b'teiso. So it's mamash on Rosh Hashanah. That's what happened. Okay? Good. Next. By the way, if you look on, this is a very funny daf, because look at the top of the daf. You see that little, those little words? That's another Tosfos about this thing with Yitzchak. Like, it didn't stop. Another thing about Yitzchak and when he was born and all the various... It's fascinating. It's such a detail in our history, and there's so much written about it. Rosh Hashanah batla avoda me'avosenu b'mitzrayim. And on Rosh Hashanah, the work stopped. Ksiv hacha v'hotzeitzi etzchem mitacha sivlos mitzrayim. Uksiv hasam hasirosi misevel shichmo. Okay, where's that pasuk? That's a pasuk in Tehillim that talks about work. And to Zereshava that work was Rosh Hashanah. Benisan Nigalu Kidisha. Benisan Nigalu Kidisha. Yeah, Anisan, we were redeemed. We all know that. We went out of time on Pesach. Betishrei Asidin Leigol. The future Geula will be in Tishrei. Isha Shofar Shofar. It's a Zereshava. Ksiv Hacha Techu Bachoda Shofar. It says over here, blow the shofar. Uksiv hasam, and it says over there, in Yeshaya, b'yamahu, yitaka shofar gadol. On that great day, which day? On that great day when Mashiach comes, we're going to blow the shofar. Rabbi Shua Omer, b'nisin nigalu, b'nisin asidin ligoel, minalan, amar kra,
Leil Shimurim. Leil Shimurim. Leil HaMishumar Uba Misheshes Yerim Bereshis. That day, right, it, like we say that, the word Shamar means also to wait. Right? It's a night that we're waiting for. When is it going to be? The same time as you see it for time, with Nisan. Ve'edach, what does the other one do with that? Leil HaMishumar Uba Menamazikim. It's a night when you don't have to worry about mazikim. It's guarded from mazikim. There's no mazikim on that night. Now, so we have a machlokes when the world was created. Was it in Nisan or was it in Tishrei? Right? Va'azdu l'tamayhu. And by the way, this is consistent with their shitas are consistent with when the mabul happens. The Tanya, because we have a brisa, it says in the Torah. Bishnas, again with this. Bishnas, sheish meos shana l'chayei Noach. In the 600th year of Noach's life. When Noach's birthday was, we have no idea. But it was in the 600th year of his life. B'chodesh hasheni, in the second month. B'shiv asayom l'chodesh, in the 17th day of the month. What's that? It's either the 17th of Cheshvan, or the 17th of Iyar. Second month. Which one is it? Rabbi Yeshua Omer Osa Hayom Yud Zayin B'Ir Haya. It was the 17th of Iyar. Yom Mazel Kima Shokeya. But B'Yom, on the day, Shemazel Kima, that the constellation of Kima. What's Kima? Did it translate that?
No.
Kima Shokeya B'Yom is affixed in the day. Umayonos Mismatin, and the springs, the fountains of the earth are less. Umitov Sheshanihu Maasehan, and because the Anche Mabel, the door was so bad and they changed from normal good behavior, Shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleha Maaseh Bereishis. Hashem changed Maaseh Bereishis, and what did he do? Behela Mazel Kima Bayom, he put Kima in the daytime. The Natal Shnei Kochavim Mikima, he took two stars out of Kima, behaving Mabel Olam, and he brought the Mabel in the world. What this means, I have absolutely no idea. I don't think anybody knows what this means, right? Yeah, exactly. It's secrets of Torah. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Osa Hayom Yud Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan Haya. It was Yud Zayin Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan. Yom Shemazel Kima Ola B'Yom. It's a day when the Kima normally is in the daytime. So nothing unusual about that. That's in that time of the year, it's normally like that. Umayanos Mizgabrin, and the Mayanos are Taka flowing. That's the normal time in Cheshvan time. Umitoch Sheshinu Masehem, and because people changed over their behavior, Shina Kadosh Baruch Hu Aleha Maaseh Bereishis. Hachen changed Maaseh Bereishis. What exactly did he change? V'hela Mazel Kima Bayom, he put Kima in the day, V'natal Shnei Kochavim, V'amevi Mabel L'Olam. And he brought a Mabel to the world. Okay, so should we do more? Should we get to the two dots? All the way down there. You tell me. What? What are we going to have tomorrow? Okay, so we'll stop here, and then tomorrow the Gemara is going to ask, what was unique? What was strange about that? That was the normal course of the constellation of Kima in Cheshvan time. So we'll say that tomorrow.
At what point did Pharaoh take away the two laws from the Abadi?
I don't know exactly. So we'll learn today Leilu Nishmas. Shalosh ben Tzion ben Yaakov, and Shalosh Avliya will also learn the Refuah Shleima for Shmuel ben Leah.
It makes a difference.
One second.